Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The text for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost comes from our Gospel reading of Mark. And as Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Thus far the text. Is there a better example of a Christian than blind Bartimaeus? I'm not sure that there is. I know that we would all rather have someone more prominent, more regal, someone with more stature, someone nice to look at. Most of us want to take our cue from someone else and emulate someone else other than a beggar. If there's going to be a poster boy for the whole Christian life thing, we would want to put our best specimen forward, someone who looks like we all want a Christian to look like. But instead, I think we're going to have to make do with a simple blind beggar named Bartimaeus. We always think that we know what God wants in a Christian. It reminds me of the time in the Old Testament when God has Samuel anoint David to be the new king of Israel. Jesse, David's father, was sure that David was too unworthy to be a king, and so he sent him to tend the flock. Something should have tipped us off right there. And so when Samuel comes, Jesse puts forth all of the rest of his sons, the oldest, the best looking, the strongest, all the ones that would make sense. But none of these were fit to be king. No, God's king in Israel was going to be someone unexpected, someone who didn't deserve the title, someone who, when everyone else looked upon him, would say, "What, are you sure it's this guy?" But David is the king that was chosen, and in the same way, Bartimaeus is the picture of the Christian that we should all try to emulate. When I say we should try to emulate blind beggar Bartimaeus, what I mean is that you should really pretend to be nothing other than yourself. The problem is our sinful flesh tries to hide our sinfulness, and when Jesus comes around, we try to dress ourselves and cover our sin in shabby clothing, kind of like Adam and Eve in the garden. But our worthless rags don't do anything to prepare us for when Jesus makes his way past us. We think that Jesus wants to see our good works, how much we have tithed, how much we have served our neighbor with service that we think is service, and how much we have loved God above all things. But when Jesus comes around, he doesn't want to see our good works. He has no use for them. And if we are presenting them in such a way that we are seeking his approval, he is always going to give us a much harsher response than what we would expect. The sinner is always scared to present himself before his Lord as a sinner. He would much rather beautify himself, spray on some cologne, and present a cleaned up version of himself so that Jesus would be proud of him, accept him, and would give him what he thinks he wants. If Jesus were to see the real me, the dirty, rotten, sinful, dying, scared, and terrified me, well, he really wouldn't want anything to do with me now, would he? That's what we think, at least. And so that is how we act. We pretend to be someone other than a beggar. We pretend to be able to see everything for what it is instead of a blind guy who can't see his own sin in front of his own face. We pretend to it to be anyone in the text other than Bartimaeus, because Jesus doesn't want to see Bartimaeus. Jesus wants to see an Adonis. If we have to put ourselves in this text this morning, and if we were actually truthful, we would probably have to number ourselves with the crowd who seeks to silence poor blind beggar Bartimaeus, because we are sure that Jesus doesn't have time for a beggar, and he certainly doesn't have time for a blind guy. Jesus doesn't have time for a sinner who can't lift a finger to help himself and can only sit by the side of the road and scream for mercy. How often have we rebuked the Bartimaeuses in our own lives and told them to be silent? How often have we been faced with a broken-down sinner who seems to be a little too needy and a little too broken up and told them to simply shut up? Jesus doesn't want to hear all of our belly aching. How often have we looked at the sinner in our midst and attempted to keep Jesus from them? because they were just too darn sinful. I pray that hasn't happened too often, but I fear that it has happened more often than we would care to admit. I fear that most of the time we treat Bartimaeuses in our life like garbage, when they aren't just a pretend Bartimaeus, but a real one, when they are actually in our lives, when we actually know them, when we know how much of a beggar they are and how much of a sinner they are, and we can't stand to have them around. When they have been the blind, sinful beggar that has affected me and my life, sinned against me and my family, then the last thing I want for them is to see Jesus. Just quiet down and stay where the beggars belong. If you were worthy to see Jesus, then you wouldn't be blind like you are. So shut your mouth and just let Jesus walk on by. You don't deserve anything better. It's an ugly thing to admit, but it is something we must admit. We don't think that a blind beggar deserves to be seen by Jesus, whether that beggar is us or whether it is someone else. We all assume that the beggar should be relegated to the gutter, to the place where Jesus never goes, so that they will never have the mercy that they are calling out for. In short, the sinner wants to see the church that is full with people with two good eyes, people who can lift up a shovel and work themselves to worthy. They don't want the church to be full of a bunch of blind beggars, full of a bunch of Bartimaeuses. Goodness, the sinner within us doesn't want a single Bartimaeus to breach these walls, because where there is one beggar, many more are soon to follow. But the sinner must realize that in the fallen world, we are nothing more than a bunch of blind Bartimaeuses. There isn't a single person in this building who isn't a beggar, who doesn't need the mercy of Jesus spoken to them, splashed upon them, and fed to them. The sinner must realize that while being the jerk in the crowd who tries to keep Bartimaeuses away from Jesus, they are showing how blind they actually are, how much they need Jesus, and how much they are a sinner and a beggar. And goodness, hasn't the last 19 months of our lives showed us this? Hasn't it been proven to us time and time again that truly nothing more than a blind beggar, that we are simply nothing more than a blind beggar who can do nothing to save ourselves? We need the mercy of Jesus just to be able to make it through the next day. When the doors of this church were closed for 2 months last year, didn't we all realize how much we needed the things of Jesus that are given out here? When COVID still breaches these walls and threatens to keep us from the gifts of our Lord, how much does it pain us? How much do we fear missing these wonderful things? The reason for this is because the beggar inside of us knows that he needs Jesus. The beggar knows that he needs mercy and grace. The beggar knows that he needs the gifts of the cross given out and on a constant and consistent basis. Why else would we gather here each week? Even amongst all of the things that terrify us to death in this fallen world, the sinner knows he needs Jesus. Jesus. Bartimaeus knows he needs Jesus. You know you need Jesus. That is why when the pompous crowds surrounding us, whether that be you or your neighbor or COVID or a million other things that this fallen world rebukes us with and tells us to be silent, for the life of you, for the life of me, we can't. In faith, we must cry out with all our heart at the top of our lungs, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Because broken down, beaten up, blind Bartimaeus knows that the only thing that is going to help him is the God in the flesh, Jesus, who is walking on by. Broken down, beaten up, blind Bartimaeus isn't going to be able to get himself up off the ground, isn't going to be able to make himself look pretty, isn't going to be able to make himself presentable for Jesus, isn't going to be able to get himself to heaven, because all he is a broken down, beaten up, blind sinner. All he is, all we are beggars. But Jesus helps the beggar. In fact, that is the only type of person Jesus ever helps. He can't help the gussied up hypocrite who thinks he's good on his own. Jesus can't help the work righteous snob who believes that his works make him worthy. Jesus can't help the guy who thinks his eyes are clear and free from filth and sinful gunk. Jesus is for the beggar who knows that he is lost without him. Jesus is for the blind man. Jesus is for the blind man who can see well enough to know that he is a sinner. Jesus is for the guy who will never stop screaming for mercy, because mercy is the only hope that he has. Jesus is for Bartimaeus. Jesus is for you and I. And once you know it, blind Bartimaeus, when you come here with your beggar sack empty, you always leave with it full. You always leave with it full of forgiveness and full of life, full of sight, and full of Jesus. Because Jesus gives the beggar exactly what the beggar needs. Jesus gives the beggar himself. My fellow Bartimaeuses, don't you see? Jesus wants to heal your sin and free you from the death and invite you to follow him. And it's because we are all nothing more than beggars. In the name of Jesus, amen.